Welcome to the audio version of the Loquate TV Smart Retreat. 9 cultural challenges, 9 spiritual breakthroughs, 9 steps where work meets faith. Why a Catholic retreat? The spiritual roots of that which we value the most usually come from some kind of religious tradition. There is some biblical material in the retreat, and a Catholic retreat may relate to spiritual roots of many in the U.S. population, as discussed in the chart below. For official recommendation, please see Appendix F. A priest of the Catholic faith must review content of all printed materials. Other faiths may publish a similar retreat. Source: Pew Forum. 2014 U.S. Religious Affiliation. Christian, 70.6%. Muslim and Jewish, 2.8%. Muslim being 0.9%, Jewish being 1.9%. Non-affiliated, 15.8%. Other, 3.2%. Subtotal of all of those is 92.3%. Agnostic, 4%, atheist, 3.1%, subtotal, 7.1%, don't know, 0.6%, total, 100%. If I am not Catholic, can I take this retreat? All people of all diverse backgrounds who wish to explore the spiritual roots of that which they value the most are invited to take this retreat. For example, an atheist can take this training, benefit from it, and still remain an atheist. See Appendix H, How Can an Atheist Benefit from This Retreat? The benefit of this retreat is growth in other relatedness. Don't necessarily expect conformity to your beliefs. Rather, think paradoxically. Ask yourself, why do I struggle with difficult beliefs of the Catholic faith, and also struggle with the difficult beliefs of my own faith? Move through any unusual sections you find from this retreat, but learn from it to grow in your own faith areas. Can we increase work engagement? Instead of thinking how we are different, let's take a moment and think about how we are the same. If that which you value the most is intentionally put to use at work, that experience is highly likely to lead to happiness for you, and an increased sense of community for each work group of which you are a part. If your good experience was consistent with the mission statement of your workplace, can you imagine the global change that could occur? Engagement would be high. Studies show that high engagement leads to greater profitability. See Gallup Studies 2013 and 2011 State of the Global Marketplace. 140% higher earnings per share at 9.3 engaged for every 1 not engaged versus 2% lower earnings per share at 2.6 engaged for every 1 not engaged. Greater profitability and engagement leads to workplace enhancement. Many of the work groups to which you belong may be diverse. This shared retreat experience is meant to be a diverse experience, an instrument to bring peace on earth in cultures of diversity. Peace can only come from living and working together in spite of our differences. The peaceful purpose of the retreat is gaining experience at helping each other to accomplish that which they value the most. Why experience and not advice? Many participants may be more open to shared experience than to advice. The world is just different than how we think it is. Theoretical advice can never measure up to an interesting, relevant story of practical experience. A story of accomplishing that which one values the most may be considered a best practice for emotional intelligence. The dignity of man is that each person has sufficient knowledge to come to that which each person values the most. Hearing best practices of several others pursuing what they value the most may permit greater options. A story never goes against the dignity of another to decide what may be applicable and what not. The 999 Smart Retreat is about understanding 9 common cultural challenges, 9 spiritual breakthroughs, and 9 steps where work meets faith. The 999 Retreat addresses 9 work-related most common cultural challenges and the corresponding 9 most common spiritual breakthroughs. The term work, as used throughout this 999 Retreat, is as broadly defined as possible, from an adult student 18 and over whose work is being a student, to an employed adult whose work is their job, to a homemaker, to a volunteer whose work is volunteering, to a retired person whose work may include fun work without pay. What all have in common is facing the challenges posed by our culture in finding greater meaning in our work. These defined challenges and spiritual breakthroughs are amazingly similar for all who work in the broadest sense of the word. The retreat material draws on the biblical experience of others. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. No trial has come to you but what is human. God is faithful and will not let you be tried beyond your strength. But with the trial, he will also provide a way out so that you may be able to bear it. Micah chapter 2, verse 13. All of the scripture readings are from the United States Catholic Conference Bishops. The one who makes a breach goes up before them. They make a breach and pass through the gate. Their kings shall go through before them, the Lord at their head. According to the National Directory of Catechesis, chapter 4, human experience serves in the examination and acceptance of the truths which are contained in the deposit of revelation. God's own methodology engages persons and communities in light of their circumstances and their capacity to accept and interpret revelation.